This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, we're in the final home stretch here of Mock Draft 2.0, Hoffman Show edition. Mock Draft 3.0 from Take Command is what we embarked on with our guy Jeremy Green today. But in order to hear that, you're going to have to listen to the full podcast. But if you want some thoughts in terms of kind of what we were thinking about going into it and a very interesting conversation on James Pierce Jr., we're going to play that for you coming up. Starting at 6:15. We are brought to you by the XFL and the DC Defenders. Spring football is in full bloom. The DC Defenders take on the Memphis Showboats in the Blossom Bowl at Audi Field this Saturday, April 5th. It says that is not a read that is up to date, Anthony. I'm reading what's in front of me. Kevin Harlan on that one. Remember when he said that CarMax had chicken nuggets?
Yeah, but he also was like, what? He was very animated because he couldn't believe what he was actually reading.
Look, the Blossom Bowl has happened because it's April 17th. But the DC Defenders are playing football, and you can get tickets at ufldefenders.com/tickets. And you can find out what actual games are coming up, and I hope everybody enjoyed the Blossom Bowl. Defenders, I hope you got your money's worth. All right. That is that. Let's get back to the NFL. Anthony, you are on the clock at 29 for the Washington Commanders. Before you make your pick, I would just like to say, in some ways, there is an ideal thing that has happened for the Commanders, and that is that Jackson Dart is still available. So, when I say that, Anthony, that look on your face, not because I expect you to take him, obviously, but the Giants, the Browns, perhaps some other teams that passed on a quarterback in round one, maybe they give you a buzz and say, hey, we want to come up and take that fifth-year option, and we want to get a guy here. So the trade phone could be ringing here. But the problem is, Anthony, for you, I'm cutting off the trade phone, unless you're going to go down one spot to Buffalo or something like that. And I control Buffalo's pick, and I'm not doing that.
No.
Because otherwise, we're going to have done an entire hour of radio and lots of drafting and then not make a pick for Washington, and that'd be silly. Unless we're going to try to expand this thing early into the second round. So that is, if you want to try to make a trade for Cleveland or New York, I guess we could do that. But realistically, you're probably looking at a stick and pick here.
Yeah. And we talked about this guy as well. So I've had time during the break.
Yep.
You know, decide on my
pick. What position are you considering?
Edge.
You're looking at,
And he's still on the board, surprisingly. The production hasn't been there in college,
to say the least.
And, you know, I mean, he has had the pressures, though, the last couple of years. He needs to work on finishing. But I'm taking Shamar Stewart out of Texas A&M.
So Stewart is one of the most divisive players in this draft. And unfortunately for him, I mean, he's never going to know this about me. he might shape the way I think about edge players for years to come. I was listening to Trevor Sikkema this morning on a podcast, and he said that, like, he's over the traits guys. That when he drafted, you know, he was a big 2 years ago, I think it was, Tyree Wilson guy. He's like, I love this kid. Like, forget the lack of production. And he named a couple more, and he's just like, eventually I got to the point that I was tired of being wrong about these guys every year. Now, Shamar Stewart on Daniel Jeremiah's top 50, the 27th best player. Trevor Sikkema, who I just mentioned, has him behind his teammate Nick Skorton. He's got him 33rd, Skorton's 31st. You know who's not out on him? Dane Brugler. Dane Brugler has Shamar Stewart not only as one of his top five edges, he's got him as one of his top 10 players. He's his third edge behind Abdul Carter and Jalen Walker, who's also a bit of a traits guy. And he has him as his number 9 overall player. Shamar Stewart, again, 6'5", 267. Came in 6'4.7. 6'4 and 7/8. So basically 6'5", 270 at his pro day. Dude ran a 4.59 at the combine with a 1.58 10-yard split. 10-11 broad jump, 40-inch front. He is explosive as hell. He's big as hell. And in terms of production, he led Texas A&M in pressures in 2024 with 39 of them. So there is some production, but he is not a good finisher, and he has never had more than a sack and a half in a season. This is a huge swing on your coaching staff if you take Shamar Stewart. Now, at 29, I think that swing is worth it. If I'm picking in the top 15, I am scared to death of this kid. But at 29, where you're not going to get a prospect with more upside, it's just impossible to get a guy that could potentially be as good as him because athletically they don't make dudes like this. And you've got Dan Quinn as a guy who's developed pass rushers in the past. I'm perfectly fine with this pick for Washington. I would hate it for a lot of other teams. Shamar Stewart, welcome to Washington. You are pick 29.
Yes, sir.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Which then leaves me on the clock at 30. I think I'm going to go corner for the Bills. Luckily for them, there haven't been a ton of guys taken so far. And I'm going to take, just to shout him out, because I think he's like a very, very intriguing guy whose story is incredible. Siobhan Revell out of East Carolina. You guys might have heard Dane Brugler tell his story on our show or on one of the others that Dane has done. Dude was working in an Amazon warehouse, graveyard shift. And then got a chance to work out at a camp for ECU, ran his 40, blazed it. Coach was like, son, you come talk to me. We got to get you on scholarship. Went and played, was in Dane's top 15 going into the year, had a torn ACL, and that cost him most of his season. But Revell, in terms of his upside, big time potential. Actually, one of the few guys that I could say, you know, we're saying there's not a lot of dudes like Shamar Stewart athletically. Revell, same thing athletically because of the speed, super upside, but you got to wonder with the ACL. But I think that's worth it for Buffalo at 30.
That boy's 6'2", too, man.
Yeah, he's big, he's long. Like, there's a lot there.
For the Chiefs, on the clock, we know they need offensive line help.
They do.
We're going to tackle here. We're going to go Josh Connerly.
Okay, like that. Josh Connerly, 32, or sorry, 31. And then that leaves
the Eagles.
Whew. The Eagles, they could use help. Actually, God, this would annoy me. They could use help in terms of slot receivers. I don't think Luther Burden's their cup of tea. I think the character stuff with Burden's going to drop him into the second round. Although they're not afraid of a fiery guy. A.J. Brown, certainly that. I just think there's some discipline stuff that I don't know that they're going to be willing to tolerate. But you want an ultimate pro who is going to be really good in the slot, but can also play a little bit outside, move around a little bit. Emeka Egbuka, he's interesting for sure. Let me just double check. Who's the top offensive lineman available? It could go Booker. It could go Donovan Jackson. Are there any edges? Who are the edges available? Scorton, no, that's probably not their cup of tea. And then corner, I know they did a bunch of corner last year. I mean, they couldn't. No, I think I'm going to go Egbuka for them, which ironically is who we picked for Washington last time. Just a versatile, smart football player at a position that they could use a little extra help in to not have quite so much on the plate of the two main guys. So that's our mock draft. Ward, Hunter, Carter, Campbell, Graham, Genty, Membu, Warren, Sanders, Hampton, Zade Barron, Gray Zabel, Will Johnson, Donovan Azaraku, Jalen Walker, Walter Nolan, Michael Williams, Mike Green, Jahad Campbell, Tet McMillan, Malachi Starks, Colson Loveland, Derek Harmon, Nick Amanawori, Kelvin Banks, Mason Taylor, James Pierce Jr., Josh Simmons, Shamar Stewart, Siobhan Revell, Josh Connerly, Emeka Egbuka. That's it. That's the list. Commanders like wind it up with Shamar Stewart.
I like this draft.
I kind of like it, too. It kind of came together in a very bizarre way. It felt wild during, but you look at it at the end, you're like, I could see that happening. That's the beauty of the draft. None of us know what we're doing. But it doesn't make it any less fun. What did we learn from this this exercise? We will discuss next and let you hear from Jeremy Green, as promised, at 6:15 here on the Team 980.